tonight for your guidance, that our decisions will be for the good of our community. Amen.
Please join me in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Number one on the agenda is approval of the agenda.
So move.
We have a motion and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez.
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Number two, routine and regular business. All matters under this heading are considered routine by the City Council and will be acted upon in one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items. If discussion is desired on a particular item upon request, that item may be removed from the routine and regular business and be considered separately. And I would ask Councilman Shirley to briefly discuss C1 and Mr. Lowe to briefly discuss C2.
Thank you, Mayor. C1 is an agreement to for consideration tonight to bring the Pearl of the Pecos Arts and Culture District underneath the heading of Carlsbad Main Street. And really the reason for this, it's something we've looked at for quite some time on the Main Street side, and I serve right now as president of Main Street, and then also from the city side. Every arts and culture district in the state of New Mexico is underneath their Main Street. And with New Mexico Main Street making some changes and having a new director, it's something that they had asked about. For us, it makes sense because the districts align almost exactly. There's a couple little offshoots that that Ms. Kathleen Davis can tell you about if you have questions. But anyway, the districts almost align. A lot of the projects overlap and things like that, and so the missions are very similar. Resources-wise and things like that, it makes a lot of sense for Pearl of the Pecos Arts and Culture and Carlsbad Main Street to be under the same heading. So dollars won't change. This is just a shifting of umbrellas.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Lowe?
Mayor, members of the council, C2 is approval to approve agreement with Ultra Clean for janitorial services throughout the city. They clean the city parks. Restrooms, in addition to cleaning them, they also they lock them and unlock them each day. They also clean the restrooms at the water park and the sports complex. Ultra Clean has had the contract with the city of Carlsbad before. They've done a satisfactory job, so we're happy for you to consider the approval of this agreement tonight.
Questions or comments from the council?
Mayor, I move for approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. No further discussion. Call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walter Scheid.
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
All items under routine and regular business have passed. Number three, consider approval of request for a temporary use business license to conduct door-to-door sales and hang advertisement for ENM Construction and Roofing Contact, Janice D. Carter. Mr. Patterson.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, council members. As stated, this is an item requesting a business license to conduct door-to-door sales and hang advertisements for ENM Construction and Roofing. Contact Janice D. Carter. The applicant has provided all the necessary materials for the application, such as the surety bond. However, the police department was unable to identify enough relevant information online to assemble an adequate investigation report. It has been determined that ENM Construction and Roofing is not an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau per the BBB website. The police department were only able to identify three reviews online for this business, and as such, the planning department would recommend denial of this request due to the lack of proper material for an investigative report.
Question for Mr. Patterson. Do we have a representative here tonight? Would you like to make a statement?
to hang these on doors, just for advertisement purposes. I haven't been able to pay the Better Business Bureau. I've just been barely keeping my business alive, which is why I'm trying to advertise. We've been doing roofing here since 2003 and have a very long reference list. I didn't realize that the police department was having a hard time checking my background. Mm-hmm. I'm also a nurse. I've been a nurse since 1987. Moved here in 2000 after my husband passed away to raise five children, which I have done, and I have three college graduates, thank God, and just trying to make a living and do a good service to the city.
Questions for Ms. Carter?
One, if I may, Mayor.
Yes, sir.
If you've been in business as long as you have and you have as many references as you have, why a sudden media blitz? Why would you need to all of a sudden start advertising?
We have been advertising. We've used lots of different advertising, and this is just a new thing that we thought up, and I didn't realize I was going to come before a board or anything like this. I just tried to get a permit to pass these out on the doors. You know, we have several new subdivisions, and if we have a hailstorm, you know, I could catch up and pay the Better Business Bureau. It's mainly about money.
Further questions from the council?
Mayor,
Councilman?
Do you have to have a license to go door to door just to put those on the door?
That's what
I don't
understand.
Do you have to have a permit? Okay.
That's why I applied.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Carter.
Mayor, I would say that this is a company that's been in Carlsbad for a little while. I know that we do our best to do our due diligence and check things out, and if there's not a lot online, that's hard to do, but I would move approval.
We have a motion to approve and a second. And we might mention that it takes four votes for approval. No further questions, comments? Call for the question.
Mr. Rodriguez.
No.
Mr. Estrada.
Yes.
Mr. Shirley.
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid.
No.
Ms. Anaya Flores.
Yes.
Mr. Chavez.
Yes.
Motion passed. You're approved. Number four, infrastructure capital improvement plan preliminary list presentation for FY 2023-2027 for council review and recommendation for changing. Ms. Testa.
Thank you, Mayor and City Council members. Before you is the preliminary ICIP list for your review. This is the Infrastructure Capital Improvement Plan. It's a five-year plan, which is updated annually. This provides an opportunity to review the list from previous year to update projects which are in process or completed. It allows an opportunity to prioritize projects as needed. In the packet, you can see that the ICIP is a planning process that happens throughout the year. There are several benchmarks that we try to keep consistent so that the public and you as council members are, you know, used to seeing each year. This also coincides with other funding processes such as our budget. It also it coincides with the state legislature session so that we can apply for capital outlay and also federal funding programs towards the end. This year we had some delays and changes due to COVID, but we were able to accomplish our benchmarks pretty closely to our schedule. We were able to hold in-person public meetings, and we're hoping for a smoother process next year, but the city staff is always prepared even as deadlines change. So we try to just keep up with that. The next item in the packet is the recommended list. There are 52 municipality and five senior facility projects for a total of 57 projects. The next item in the packet, you'll see that the city goes through an internal project development process. Directors and city administration review the previous detailed project list to identify projects that have been funded, changed priorities, or have changed based on other factors. As part of the project development, directors provide internal project applications that contain all the pertinent information that we need to submit to the state. So the information is also useful when we apply for grant programs. So it's readily available due to this planning process. So then the next thing in the packet, you'll see the evaluation methodology and results. The city uses a risk matrix as its methodology for scoring projects based on the risk assessment and need basis. The department directors go through an individual followed by a group scoring exercise, and then scoring is reviewed and approved by city administration before it's presented to you today. This is intended to be a fair and transparent way of prioritizing projects that are all critical in nature. So this is a sound process, the public input process for any planning development. There are also, so in the packet you'll see the information on the public meetings. Tonight's presentation is also a big part of the public participation process. So I'm here tonight to answer any questions, or as well as provide you with an opportunity to provide additional recommendations if you see anything that you would like to see changed before it comes back to your final approval through resolution. So we're asking that if you don't want to bring something up today, that you will provide it to staff by August 13th. There's an error. It's actually Friday the 13th, so not Monday. For your approval, it'll come to the August 24th meeting, because the state requires that we submit the ICIP by September 17th. So that gives me some time to input all the data. So if you have any questions for me now or other recommendations, questions? Comments?
Counselor? Ms. Testa, can you tell me if the risk matrix, if those discussions, are they in person or are they submitted in emails? Does everyone get a chance to hear what everyone else's concerns are at the same time?
Yes, the department directors that are involved with the projects are able to be there. So they do it individually, where they'll score their own projects, and then we come together to evaluate that and kind of go back and forth on the justification for that.
Okay. Further questions, Councilor?
If I could, I don't know if this has any relevance about something, but the traffic light study, I think it was number 37, it had to do with changing the traffic lights. I thought all this was state stuff. I mean, the state had to do all of that. If anything happened, it was them, not city. Is that right? I don't know. But you can't coordinate what the state is going to do anyway. That's in Roswell, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
District office. Yeah.
Mayor, if I may. These are traffic lights that we would be responsible for. So as new technology comes up, things are there. Mesa and Church is a good example.
Yeah.
A traffic light that we're responsible for. So even though we have a lot of them that are maintained by the state or on the state highway, we still have maintenance agreements with those, and some of those are our responsibility as well.
Are the ones that are a problem, like by Walmart and further south, those are real issues?
Yes.
Is that in this?
No, that is not. That
oh,
is
that's
not
the,
part.
It is that the state.
We have a maintenance agreement with the state of New Mexico.
Okay.
On some of those.
That's.
But yes, we are constantly working with the state to correct those issues.
Yes. Okay. Thank you.
Further questions? Thank you, Ms. Testa.
Thank you.
Move to number five, council committee reports. Does any councilor have updates?
The only thing, it's not really a report, just to let everyone know that we are supposed to receive the census numbers on Thursday. We hope to get those and break them down and see how Carlsbad, Eddy County, and New Mexico as a state fared, and hopefully get together again with the county team and see what actions we can take, if any. Try to fix any shortcomings prior to the redistricting vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Thanks. Anyone else? Is there anyone in the audience that would like to address the council? If not, we'll move to number six, and I'd call on Councilor Lisa Anaya Flores.
Mayor, I move that we adjourn.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. If no further discussion, call for the vote.
Mr. Rodriguez?
Yes.
Mr. Estrada?
Yes.
Mr. Shirley?
Yes.
Mr. Walterscheid?
Yes.
Ms. Anaya Flores?
Yes.
Mr. Chavez?
Yes.
We're adjourned.